I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. First, give an honor to God who was first in my life, to this awesome man of God who we're celebrating and his family after 11 years here in Trenton at the Shiloh Baptist Church. But let me go back a little bit. I also bless God for the worship leader tonight. Let's give him a praise offering. To Minister Jane Weiss, to Deacon, to Minister Ronald Godbold from Shiloh Baptist Church in Bordentown, and to my dear brother Deacon Wise, to this very fine choir, but to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I greet you even on tonight with Jesus' joy. I bless God to be here on a Friday night. I'm reminded that on last night you also had a great man of God stand behind this sacred desk. I bless God for Reverend Toby Sanders. As a matter of fact, in a few weeks he will come down and be our Men's Day speaker. In the name of Jesus. But I'm also blessed tonight because, see, I see my dear brother from South Central California and his church family. And none other than Reverend, let me get it right, Minister William Danger is the Associate Minister from Holy Light Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles, California. God bless you, my friend. And I also want to bless God as I look over this congregation and see so many clergy, and I'm going to ask just for a moment, with all the clergy and the ministers of God, please stand. Amen. 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 Praise God. But brothers and sisters, I come tonight back to a place that I am very familiar. God had blessed me to be here for 10 years under a mighty, mighty man of God. And I'll tell you something, brothers and sisters, my mind and my heart is just overwhelmed because I learned so much from the Spirit of God that is in this man of God. I learned so much. And it's you never know how much you really learn until you have to go. And I can confess to you, Shiloh, here in Trenton, that everything I learned, I'm using down in Bordentown, New Jersey. But I want to be also very careful, because I don't want anyone to think that I came tonight to lift up man. I came to lift the Spirit in the man. And not only he, I want to bless God for his family, Sister Melanie, who has been so kind to me, and Amaris and Daniel, their loved ones. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you all, but I believe we've had church already. God has blessed us in so many ways. And to Minister Weiss, I know she is the minister over the youth ministry here, and I know that this night is dedicated to them in many ways. And I want to ask the youth of this church to please stand, and let's give them a praise offering. The hour is getting late, and I know there is a word from the Lord. But before I even go there, I just want to commend the tribute to the pastor by Sister Zodawa. Sister Zodawa, it would have been all right with me after you done it. We passed the plate. I just bless God for that innocent spirit. in the name of Jesus. And I want to say to you young folk that are here tonight, you have an awesome, awesome example to follow. Amen. He has never forgotten where he has come from. And he often will preach and tell his own story. And the one thing about his story, I don't know what your personal situation in life may be at this time. But if you just follow what God has done in this man, you can make it also. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Shiloh Baptist Church here in Trenton, there's so many that I see. Sister Chester, I have never told her, but she is like a mother to me. And I see her sitting there. But I see so many faces that have been part of my development for where I am right now. And I just want to let you know that I have not forgotten you. And every day and every night I pray for you. That you all would continue to keep on keeping on and doing what thus says the Lord. And because the hour is late, I don't want to wait until after I'm done. I want to recognize Shiloh in Bordentown. And I want to ask all of the membership in this fine choir that you would please stand. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Shiloh and Trenton, I want to let you know that I'm well taken care of in Bordentown. Amen. The folk in Bordentown are awesomely beautiful people. Amen. And I want to let you know the same God that you serve here, we're serving the same God in Bordentown. And we're having an awesomely good time. Amen. I want to thank God for Deacon Thomas Coleman, who is here tonight. And so many of our members, so many. I see our church clerk back there, Sister Bird, who works endlessly and tirelessly for us in Bordentown and our community. So many. I see Brother Harris. Brother Harris is one of our seniors of the church, but let me tell you something. Every time the door opens, I don't care if it's here or away, he's there. In the name of Jesus. And then so many into this very fine choir.
Hallelujah.
I bless God for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to bless God for one more person because I do realize after I leave here, I must go home. And that is none other than my darling of a wife.
Amen.
I said it before I left, and I say it on this night, that she is still the apple of my eye.
Amen.
And I love her from the bottom of my heart. I was just as interested maybe as some of you are what she was going to say about me tonight too. But you know what? Sometimes few words are good enough. But when she said that I was her friend and her husband, that was all I needed to hear. And one more thing. Because we had a nice joke at home. She also said, I want everybody to witness it tonight. She says that he is my pastor. In the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I will not keep you any longer. We have had an awesome service thus far.
Amen.
But I don't know about you. I love singing and I love praising God. But I love the proclamation of God's word. So God has given me something tonight to share with you. And I ask if you have your Bibles, please stand with me and turn to the book of Nehemiah. And as you're turning, I want to thank God for my dear friend, Elder Jones, who we've known since childhood, who has traveled some miles tonight to be here. And I met him coming on the second floor. Elder Jones, just raise your hand. In the name of Jesus, I bless God for you, my friend. The book of Nehemiah. First, I want you all to turn with me to chapter 1, starting at verse number 4. And then I want you then to follow me into the second chapter, starting at verse 17. The word of God reads as follows: Nehemiah 1, starting chapter 1, verse number 4. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, prayed before the God of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God that kept covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, thou there were you cast out into the uttermost parts of heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them into a place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are they, serve thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by the great power and by thy strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Go with me now to chapter 2, starting at verse 17 through 20. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates there are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn, and despised us, and said, what is this thing that you do? Will you rebel against the king? Then answered I them, and said unto them, the God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build. But ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. Church, pray with me on this thought. Challenging the people. Challenging the people. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you have done thus far in your service. And God, I pray right now that every word that proceeds out of my mouth would be of you and not of myself. And I even ask, God, even right now, that you would take your servant and hide him behind the cross. And then, God, when your people open their eyes and they look up, that they don't see man, but they see heaven, God. And Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would open eyes that they may see and ears that they may hear. And then, Lord, give us running shoes to go on out and do what thus says the Lord. Lord, we thank you, for truly your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, have thine way and let thine will be done. This is your servant's prayer, and I pray it in the name of Jesus. And let all of God's people say amen.
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 And one more time for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, I bless God for this opportunity. If I told you that I was not nervous being back here as a pastor for the first time, I would only be fibbing to you. But I've already prayed, and the Holy Ghost knows where I'm at, and I've already asked him to hide me, that he may come and have his way. Brothers and sisters, what I love about the book of Nehemiah and the man of Nehemiah is Nehemiah wasn't one that stood around and talked about things that should be done and how they should be done. He was a man that moved and had the spirit not only to talk about it, but also to do it. And the reason why I love this text, and I believe that God has given it to me tonight, because this great man of God and this family that I have come to celebrate after 11 years, he has proven to me, and I know before God, that he is a man on the move. And let me say something to you, Shiloh, here in Trenton, because I was here for a long time, and I heard the rumor mirror, and I heard a little bit of this, and I heard a little bit of that. Pray for him. Don't get so worried about where he's at and how many times he's going there. You don't know what God is doing. And I say that tonight because I am as a true recipient. And many of my brothers and sisters here that are reverends and ministers are also recipients of the power of God. I stand here tonight to let you know that, yes, when I was here for those 10 years, and especially in my last 3+ years as pastoral assistant and also business manager, yes, Reverend Armstrong had his own mission based on what God had him to do, and it left me alone on many days and many nights. But how many of us knows that God is with you all the time? Let me tell somebody something tonight. Stop worrying about what man is doing and pray unto Almighty God that you may see him in all of it. I thank God for this man, the spirit in this man. Who knew, brothers and sisters, that I would be standing behind this sacred desk and on this night be known as Pastor Reverend Archie McBride? Let me tell you something. When I came here, that was not where I wanted to be. But I did not worry about what others were doing. I just kept my knees on the ground. I knew that God was doing something. I could not tell you what it was all about, but I kept praying. But I also said unto God, as Nehemiah prayed an earnest prayer unto God, God, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, it's all right with me.
Yes, hallelujah.
And look around. Nobody but God. Nobody. This awesome man of God. There's Reverend Armstrong. There is just my heart. There are times that words cannot express, but I will tell you from these lips and this heart that I love you. I love you with the love of Jesus. And I say that, brothers and sisters, because there are a lot of houses of worship and pastors that don't give you the same opportunity that you get here. This man of God has never been selfish of this pulpit, nor what God is doing in those that he has sent this way. Great preparation. But what I love about this man of God more than anything else, because I've come to learn, brothers and sisters, that there's a whole lot of folk talking the talk. But everybody ain't walking the walk. Not only did he preach Jesus and salvation, not only did he teach that he's coming back again for a church without spot or wrinkle. What I love about him the most is what he preached, what he taught, he walks it. Nehemiah. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt that Reverend Armstrong has a Nehemiah spirit. Nehemiah, as I said to you earlier, there's a whole lot of talking going on. There's a whole lot of whispering going on about this needs to be done, that needs to be done. But God is looking for some Nehemiah spirits that is willing to step out on faith and do what thus says the Lord. Amen. Reverend Armstrong, when I was here, I heard it often said, and I kind of believe it, I wasn't there. But they told me you don't sleep much at night. And I come tonight to tell you, I understand. Church, what you don't realize as a pastor and a man of God, when you're home sleeping and getting ready for the next day, God sometimes wakes us up in the midnight hour, early in the morning. And we're not praying for ourselves, we're praying for each and every one of you. We're praying and asking God, God, how should I lead these people that you have put before me? But more importantly, God, no matter what obstacle they may bring my way, first teach me how to love them. And one of the things that I took away from this man that I repeat often, and this congregation has heard me say it often, that I love it because he taught me this saying, love them to Christ. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, you don't get that standing up all day and all night long. Somewhere along the way, you got to get in a closet with nobody but you and the Lord, and you just got to talk to him. Nehemiah talked to God. I look at verse number 5. He prayed. He started praying, and he says, I beseech thee, O Lord. And when he was talking about Lord, he was calling on Yahweh, the God that made a covenant with Moses and the people, that God would always be their God. He knew how to call on God. And not only did he call on God and call the name of Yahweh, he talked about God's attributes. He says, you're mighty and you're awesome. He recognized who God was. And brothers and sisters, when we pray before God, you got to give God all of his glory. You and I got to shut down and give God everything. Because the truth of the matter, it's never about you and I. It's always about him. The truth of the matter, it's not even about the situation you're in right now. It's about the outcome when you come out of it. In the name of Jesus. But isn't it interesting? Not only did Nehemiah have an awesome prayer, what I love about Nehemiah when he prayed and he says, God, I come to confess to you. He didn't say that the people are in sin. He included himself.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Because how are you going to be a leader unless you include yourself with the people? Too often we have too many preachers that are sitting on pedestals and they don't know what's happening with their people because their head have risen too high and they want to be too mighty. But I learned something. And church, let me say this to you. You know what I love about him? It's no secret. He ain't tall in stature. It ain't no secret. But brothers and sisters, the one thing I guarantee you, he's mighty in spirit. Yeah. Reverend Armstrong doesn't run around trying to get praises and glory from man. I heard it said, if you humble yourself before the Lord, he will lift you up.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Brothers and sisters, we're missing it because we're looking for a man or a woman to raise us to a place that only God can do it. We done got all messed up. Tradition. We didn't always do this. Why are we changing now? You know why you're changing? You have to change. Because God is in charge. And God knows where you need to get to from where you are right now. See, let me just pause for a moment, because this Christian walk isn't about comfortability. If you are a child of God and everything is comfortable in your life, start praying. If you're not having no headaches and no heartaches and the enemy ain't at your front door, you need to find out about this God I'm talking about tonight. Because this Christian walk is not easy. But the one thing I can tell you is sure enough good.
Yes.
It's good being on the Lord's side.
Yes.
If you're going to be a Christian and you think you're not going to go through trials and tribulation, get off the street. It costs you something to be called a child of God. Let me continue. Nehemiah had a relationship with Almighty God. Let me tell you all something. Let me share something with you. Nehemiah was in exile in Persia. And let me just say this up front. I can't pronounce the king's name real good. I'm just going to call him King A. I believe it goes something like King Artaxerxes. King A, y'all. God bless you, Elder. He was the cupbearer. Let me explain to you all. A cupbearer is one that tastes the wine before the king tastes it. So the king, if there's poison there, Nehemiah would get it first. But I don't want anybody to think that was a downtrodden job, because it takes something. And it takes somebody in you to be a cupbearer. See, too often in our churches, Reverend Armstrong, we're interested in some title, but God needs some cupbearers. God's looking for some people that are willing to get down on their knees and wipe up a floor, clean off a table. Too often we're walking by like we too good for that table. I said earlier, if you want something from God, you got to learn how to humble yourself. If you want to be lifted up from God, it's about humility, church. It's not about your education, how many degrees you got, how much money you got, how well your house is and your car. It's about your relationship and your humility unto God. I thank God for education. I got a diploma on the wall too. But guess what? That diploma won't get you me into heaven. The only thing that's going to get me into heaven, I've already done it. Romans 10:9 says, confess Jesus with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you shall be saved. But don't stop there, brothers and sisters, because now you got to live like you a Christian. You got to honor God in all that you do. Because let me stop for a moment, because in the book of 1 Corinthians, it says that every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess for every deed that we have done in these bodies. And guess what? When you stand there, it's not going to be about George and Alice. When I stand there, he's going to say, Archie. And we're going to look back at Archie's life. I'm just getting ready, church. Nehemiah was getting ready. But understand something in Nehemiah. Nehemiah had decided that Jerusalem was in disarray and it was shameful. The walls were broken down, the temple was down. But brothers and sisters, listen to me carefully. Here he is in Persia. And he knew without a shadow of a doubt under King A, if you go to him, he knew that he was taking a chance with his life. He knew that it wasn't about Jerusalem, it was about him being a cupbearer serving King A. But God put something way down deep inside. And he didn't wait for somebody to do what God had told him to do. He went to the king. And he said to the king, as a matter of fact, let me step back a little moment, because the Bible says that the king even said to him, why is your countenance sad? And he told the king, because of my ancestors. Where they came from. Listen to me carefully, brothers and sisters, because here's the reason why you and I need God at all times. Because if he would have said what was truly on his mind, he may not have had the favor that God gave him. He never said Jerusalem. Because I need you to understand, it was King A who destroyed Jerusalem and stopped the building years ago. But he stood before the king and he's told the king, my ancestry. But here's what I love about it all. I'm reminded in the book of Psalms 5:12. It says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him as with a shield? There is no doubt about it, and there's no question in my mind, Reverend Armstrong, all of your years up to now, God has blessed you with great favor. But he had a Nehemiah spirit. He humbled himself before God. We all know the story where Reverend Armstrong comes from, where he came from. He tells it, he shares it, and I don't know about you. I've never been there, but I'm encouraged every time. And you know why I'm encouraged? Because it tells me how good God is. And if God will do it for him, God will also do it for you and I if we bow before him humbly and give him his right due. I said earlier, it's one thing to be saved, but it's another thing to walk in his word. Too many of us are walking around saying I'm saved, but we're living like anything Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then we come to the house of prayer on Sunday and we want to get sanctified all over again. If you wasn't sanctified on Sunday, don't wait till next Sunday. If the Holy Ghost wasn't working on you on Sunday and propped you up on Monday, don't wait till Tuesday. Reverend Armstrong, I understand now. I'm getting a better picture every day. Somebody asked me today, how's everything going? And up until today, I was telling everybody, man, I'm having a great time in the Lord. And don't get me wrong, Shiloh and Bordentown, I'm still having a great time in the Lord. But learning is something else. In the name of Jesus. Not going to keep you long. Reverend Armstrong, I know when I was here that you have a vision for this church and this community to build a community throughout this area. Nehemiah also had a vision. And Nehemiah did not allow the opposition to turn him away. Because brothers and sisters, I can tell you right now, anytime God prospers you, you can guarantee the enemy going to show up. And he's going to want to change your mind. But I said to you earlier, I understand why you stay up all night, because you got to pray, because there's things going on that need prayer. In the name of Jesus. I heard in the book of Habakkuk, in the second chapter, in the second verse, it says, write the vision and make it plain. Reverend Armstrong, after 11 years, keep making it plain, sir. Every once in a while, you're going to have a Sanballat show up, a Tobiah show up, a Geshem's going to show up, but you just keep sharing the vision. Because remember, the vision didn't come from them, it came from God. And I have come far enough that if God said it, he'll do it. And what I love about God, it may not always be what we wanted, but I trust me, he's always on time. And I think I got a pretty good understanding why he don't show up when we want him to show up. God is no bellhop. If he showed up every time we called him and said, show up, God, we would stop calling him God. We would get off our knees and stand up and start praising ourselves. Thank you, God, for showing up when you show up. Yes. But what I thank you the most is when you show up, I love how you show out, God. In the name of Jesus. Second chapter, verse 17, it says, then said unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lie waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come. Let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we may be no more reproached. I need you to understand something, church. Because before he got here, when the king allowed him to go, favor in a foreign land, but favor. And not only did he allow him to go, he sent some of his own men with him to help him. And Nehemiah even asked the king, I need 2 letters. I need one to get through. And then I need another one for the king that controls the wood, because I need some wood when I go back home to build the wall. I don't know about you all, but I've learned a long time ago, God is too good. And whatever you need, you just ask in the name of Jesus. And if it's according to his will, God will do it. And let me just pause for a moment, because even though you and I are in America, in a land of the free, let me tell you some Christians, we're foreigners. This isn't our home. They don't give us our proper due as Christians. We're foreigners. And even in a foreign land, look at the favor God continues to give you despite how you live it and how you do God. I thank God for looking beyond my faults and always seeing my needs. In the name of Jesus. Reverend Armstrong, I know this for a fact as I've spent many days with you in meetings. And reason why this story was just so interesting of Nehemiah to me is because I know for a fact that you plan. That God, not only does he give you a vision, he gives you a plan. God will never just give you something and leave you out there hanging. God will give you everything that you need to accomplish whatever God has for you to do. Nehemiah had a plan. But you know what Nehemiah didn't do? The Bible says that when Nehemiah got to Jerusalem for the first 3 days, at nighttime he went out and surveyed the situation. And he didn't tell anybody. Reverend Armstrong, I learned that if you're going to be a good pastor, you can't tell everybody everything. There's some things that you got to keep with just you and God. Because you never know when there's going to be a Sanballat or a Tobiah that's going to show up. But even more important than that, God doesn't always tell. And you know what? Not only preachers, congregation, people of God, every time God tells you something, it's not for you to go tell everybody. Some things are for you to keep to yourself. Because if you don't, you allow the enemy to come in and disturb, mess up, set back in the name of Jesus. But Nehemiah surveyed. The Bible says, and he didn't do it at night. He didn't do it during the day. He did it at night. He surveyed. He got his plan together because he knew that when he got back home to Jerusalem, that if he went in there and his plan was empty, the people were already in fear. He planned it out. God gave him a plan. And then he took the plan to the people. And the Bible says when he gave them the plan, he challenged them. Reverend Armstrong, keep challenging. Because if congregations are going to grow, you need to challenge them. Not challenge them what the world says. Challenge them on what God says. In the name of Jesus. Verse 18 says, then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's word that he had spoken unto me. Listen to me, church. Reverend Armstrong taught me this, but I also knew it in his word. Reverend Armstrong never said nothing and left Jesus out of it. And Nehemiah spoke his plan unto the people, but he also told them what God had already done. Because if you're going to get anything done in the kingdom, I don't care how hard or how small it is, we all need Jesus. And Nehemiah knew that whatever was going to take place, it was not going to be on his own power, in his own might. It had to be only on God Almighty. And the Bible goes on to tell us that not only after he told them and witnessed it, the Bible said he testified to them. And he told them about not only what the Lord did, but he also told them what the king did, because the Lord gave him favor before the king. And the Bible goes on to tell us, saints. It doesn't tell us here, but we know that the wall was built. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what you may be going through in your life right now, but I just stopped by a little while tonight to let you know that God is able to do all things. I don't care how serious, I don't care how deep, I don't care whatever your situation is, God is able. Don't give up on God. I don't care what the task looks like. I don't care what your situation is. Nehemiah never gave up on God. He held God to his word because he remembered what God, the covenant that he made with God's people way back in Moses' day. And I don't know about you, I'm holding on to that same covenant, church. Because my God hasn't changed. My God is the same yesterday, today, and even tomorrow. My God will do whatever he did for them in the Old Testament. He's doing it right now. I don't know about you. I found out he's been my bridge over troubled water. Truly my lily of the valley. My bright and morning star. My present help in the time of trouble. In the midnight hour, when I call on him, he answers my call. I didn't say that he shows up and does what I need to be done. He answers my call. He lets me know by the power of his spirit that I'm here and I hear you. And I don't know about you all, that's all the confidence I need. And I come to tell somebody tonight, my confidence isn't in Archie. My confidence is in Almighty God. Because the God that I serve has already blown my mind. I'm beyond repair, y'all. I serve a God. If he did it yesterday, he'll do it today. He'll do it tomorrow. Whenever you need him, he's there. And what I love about him, I don't care how low the valley gets, he's with you. As a matter of fact, most of the time, if you're not careful, you didn't walk through the valley, he carried you. In the name of Jesus. Reverend Armstrong, I love you, man. I have such admiration and just love for the Spirit of God that's in you. My spiritual father, my pastor. A relationship that I pray that nothing ever comes between. I'm going to tell you tonight, I need you. Not only did I need you when I was here, I still need you, Reverend Armstrong. And not only do I need you, if you call me, I'll be here. Because you have shown yourself not only worthy to God, you have shown yourself worthy to your servant, this servant right here. Challenge the people, Rev. Keep challenging them. Tell him the vision, but challenge him. Know that the enemy gonna show up, but God will always have the last word. Brothers and sisters, I just bless God tonight for being here. And I bless God for the spirit that has reigned in this place and done all that he has done. Challenge. This relationship with Christ is a challenge. And the challenge is to get more like Jesus every day. In the name of Jesus. Let everyone stand. The doors of the church are open. Doors of the church are open. If there is one tonight here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I ask that you would step out in the aisle and just walk down the aisle, and one of these deacons, these clergy, these ministers would speak salvation. I have learned, brothers and sisters, that this is the most important part of the service, is when the doors of the church are opened and someone who doesn't know Jesus for themselves has an opportunity to come. I love Reverend Armstrong's phrase, and I still use it. Come, give us your hand, but give God your heart. Come find out about this God that Nehemiah knew. Come find out about this God that Reverend Armstrong has been a blessing to many in these past 11 years. come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Give the Lord a hand praise. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Is there another? Is there another? Brothers, sisters, if there's someone here under Christian experience that doesn't have a church and God has touched your heart tonight, come. I guarantee you, this is a great house of worship to be in with a great pastor. Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Is there another tonight that under restoration you may come? That already was a member of this very fine church but have fallen out of the ark of membership? Come in the name of Jesus. He's a great God.